Emergency triple team traffic over to KSL's Traffic Center and Ricky Meese.
This crash really causing a lot of delays on southbound I-15. The crash happened at 2100 South. It's still blocking the HOV lane and left shoulder, and it has delays solid back to North Temple. It's going to take you at least 20 to 25 minutes just to get from downtown to the South Interchange, then another 40 minutes from the South Interchange to Lehigh. Once you're past the crash at 2100 South, more slowdowns waiting for you at the South Interchange in Murray to Draper. Northbound I-15, heavy and slow, Draper to Midvale. Dave Meekum.
When you get past the Bangor Highway coming southbound now through the south end of the Salt Lake Valley, you're going to break out of the heavy traffic briefly. Then you're right back in, and when you get into Bluffdale, it's going to be very heavy over the point, down past SR 92 and 2100 North, almost to Lehigh Main Street. And it looks like our delays northbound at Lehigh Main Street have cleared out, though. Mark?
Not quite clear, but improved. Salt Lake City to Farmington, now KSL travel time of 26 minutes, but you still have slower than normal traffic in spots. Between Centerville and Layton Hills Mall, there is a wreck clearing at 650 North Clearfield, another wreck clearing at Shepherd Lane. Average speed's about 25 miles per hour in that stretch. Highway 89 still overflowing almost all the way up to SR 193. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.